DC 101, it's Mike Jones here at Commander's Training Camp, and I am joined by Julie Donaldson, London Fletcher. Hello, everyone.
Hello. So glad to have you out here to see the fans out here. And I don't know what happened. That rain cooled things off a little bit, so everybody's getting a wee bit of a break in the weather today.
That sun was blazing, and I am so glad it's gone right now. It feels so much better. I'm just sitting here. I can't even imagine what the boys are going through. London, when you had days like this, when you were out there in full pads and everything, was it the worst for you, man?
It is, but today you definitely appreciate the weather and the overcast that you have, where it's not as hot. Like yesterday, if they would have been out here full pass, it would have been miserable.
Now,
so I can appreciate this weather. I'm sure the guys out there in full pass, they appreciate a little reprieve with the weather today.
I don't know how much Gatorade you can drink, but not enough on a day like yesterday. That would have been miserable. No, thank you. So we have training camp going on today. A lot of fans out here. Great turnout today. Tomorrow's going to be even better, though. Julie, what's going on at FedEx Field tomorrow night? Because it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, this is the first chance for some of these guys, you got to remember, that are just coming to the team for Carson Wentz. Well, I guess he's played at FedEx Field. But to know where the home locker room is, what tunnel they walk out of for the rookies, to get a feel of what it's like to be on their home field under the lights. We're opening it up to fans as well. And we've heard throughout this entire week, Coach Rivera players saying they want the fans out there because it makes a difference. And I was just talking with London and Santana. How much of a difference does it make in your game when the fans are cheering and Tana's like, oh no, I'm not going to lose when fans are out there. So for the DBs lining up against them, sorry, you're going to get burnt because Tana's going to win, because that's what it's all about. This game is for the fans. And what we're going to do, football really wanted, is to have London out there, and Logan Paulson's going to be joining us as well. Bram Weinstein, part of our booth, he'll be there as well. We're going to be telling you what the drill is and what the offense and defense is looking for through that drill. So hopefully a little bit of an extra education as well, a lot of music, fun, lively atmosphere.
That's really cool. London, how did you like having the fans out? That has to make it a lot better than a silent practice where it's just guys yelling and grunting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because when you get the fans out here, it just brings a different element to the practice. Otherwise, it just feels like a normal everyday practice. But when you have the fans out here, I'm glad we have as many fans as we have out here today, because it's going to ramp up practice. Now tomorrow when we're at FedEx, there's another level of intensity that the practice will go to. I can remember when I was a rookie and we went into the stadium for the first time and had a similar type of practice like we'll have tomorrow. There's an excitement. It's like, man, I'm playing on this field for the first time. I'm in an NFL stadium for the first time, and I don't care where you were drafted. There's a little bit of anxiety, but also excitement about playing in your home stadium for the first time.
Do you still feel that when you go there? Like, you're like, man, I know I've been out of the game for a bit, but I just love walking in the stadium, and you just get that energy.
The most thrill that I get is when I come out of the tunnel, because it brings back so many memories of when I played here during my 7 years here in Washington. The exhilaration that I feel when I come out of that tunnel, I can just go back and remember just the fans and the excitement and how they used to embrace me when I came out of that tunnel. I'm looking forward to being back in the stadium myself just to experience that again.
He's going to be the hype man. I'm going to have to remind him he's not out there to tackle. But I have imagined London's going to try to get right there in the middle of the huddle trying to get these guys pumped up, because that was his M.O. But we're so glad to have him joining us this year.
London's looking like he's ready to run out on the field right now. Like, yeah, you're itching. You're itching.
I really am. Like, we're doing this interview, but I want to pay attention to you, but I really want to go out there on that football field and get close to the action.
Just get a few hits in. No big deal, you know, doing that. London, how do you feel? Like, this will be your first year in the booth with everyone. Are you ready for that, too? Are you excited?
I am. I feel like we got a great team, you know, with Bram and Julie. I just want to go in there, you know, not mess things up. And,
oh, stop.
You know, these guys are professionals. I want to just give my insight of what I see, my perspective from the game, and really educate the fans to what's happening during that game.
Now, the most important question, you guys aren't dressing up in suits, are you? Not shirt and tie, or Julie, you don't have to wear, like, fancy clothes for the radio side, do you?
Oh, no, we want to look sharp. Come on, that's always part of it, right?
Hey, listen,
look
this
good,
radio
feel good,
guy
feel
never
good,
tries to dress
good.
Sharp, so come
yeah,
on now.
Yeah, no. Well, here's the thing to it, though, is, yes, we're over radio, but we're also streaming. So you're going to have visuals of our pregame. We'll do a two-hour pregame show. You'll be able to stream that on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all of our social platforms. So you'll be able to watch what you can also listen to. I think that's just what we have to do these days, and that's been a very a big emphasis of mine since I took over this job, is making sure that we meet fans where they're at. You know, and nowadays, you want to be able to see it, not just listen to it as well. So really being able to bring that extra element. So yeah, we're gonna look sharp. Come on now,
But London,
I don't know about Julie, but I'm gonna change outfits at halftime. I'm gonna have one outfit for the start of the game. And then at halftime, I'm going to switch into another outfit. So that's just how I do.
I love it. Well, we're going to have the Commanders all through the season on our sister station, Big 100. You can listen on the radio, the iHeartRadio app, and you can watch the pregame show, of course, with Julie and London and everyone looking sharp at commanders.com. Guys, can't wait for the season, and I can't wait to talk to you more throughout and catch up on everything. Thank you.
Yeah, make sure you stay on this side of the field, though. I don't want you getting hurt out there, okay?
I'm not a chance I'm going out there.